Good morning.
Morning.
I want you to kind of watch the screen a little bit because, you know, the only time you really get into judgment, if you're in a court of law, something's not quite right. Not for you at your age. I hope not. But you do have judgment, don't you? It's in front of mom or dad. When you've done something maybe you shouldn't have done, when you're naughty. And you know, all of us are going to be, because we don't always get it right. We have our own desires, we have our own ways, and sometimes we even disagree with what mom and dad say, but they are the ones who set the boundaries for us, right? They are the ones that set the rules. They're the ones that we obey because God said so. In a court of law, God is going to judge, and you can see the gavel. The judge is the one who makes the determination, right? He's the one that says yes or no. And in the case of our text, the judge is going to say, you're not guilty. Not guilty. That would mean you can go and play. You can go and do whatever you want. Isn't that good? Compared with, go to your room. Quite a bit of difference, isn't there? Have you ever heard of weeds? They're all disappearing, aren't they, because it's turning into winter. But there is a concept that grows in our lives even in winter. You know what it is? Sin. Sin grows just like weeds, doesn't it? It grows up. This is nut grass. Do you know that one guy, he thought that nut grass was just real easy to get rid of? And so he pulled him out of the flower box. And he was real happy. Dusted off his dirty hands, went in the house, and a couple days later, the nut grass was back. It kept growing. So you know what he did? He got spray, and he sprayed it, and it turned brown, and he was happy for a week, and then the nut grass grew back again. And then he got so mad, according to his friends, he went and got a torch. You know what a torch is? It puts on hot fire, and he burned it. And he was so happy, but the nut grass grew back. You know what happens when we ignore God? When we think that everything's just going to be the same day after day? We get trapped by weeds. And during this time of year, it's probably kind of strange to look at flowers, but there's going to be a picture up there next that I want you to see. After all this cold and winter, you're going to have a spring day when you want to just run outside. Parents, don't you just love that? When the sounds of children fill the air once again. And you are really going to need it by the time March comes around. A little bit of sunshine and you're out running, aren't you? You're kicking up your heels. Look at that calf. What's he doing? Jumping in the air. That's what Malachi said. Even though there's sin and it's sort of destructive in our lives, God has brought the Son of Righteousness, His own Son, Jesus, so that the sun can shine again. All the flowers are gone, aren't they? But not in our hearts. Maybe inside, right? Yeah. Some do grow in the winter kind of quietly. Most everything goes dormant, right? And even like that, you know, the blessings of God are always there. The sun is shining. And when the sun shines on your life from the Word of God, from Jesus, flowers and beauty comes forth. Yes, it is. She's talking about what happens during winter, lots of colds and sicknesses. But you know, the Lord takes care of us despite that, right? You've gone through sickness. How many of you have ever been sick before? Well, you know, that's kind of the same thing. It's like sin is a sickness in us, but Jesus is our doctor. Jesus takes care of us. Jesus heals us. And He did it by taking the weeds into His own life, by taking our sin, and then He got rid of them, didn't He? Completely got rid of them. And one day we're going to see what that means when we really kick up our heels and meet Him face to face. You may return to your seats.